I am Nihlus, where I give you my straight-up opinion, straight from South Dakota.
Well, welcome back. This is episode 12 of I Am Nihlus, and this is our first episode that we're recording video as well as audio for YouTube, our new YouTube channel. I am Nihlus. You can see us out there, all our previous podcasts and also the new ones. And today I'm going to be talking about a couple of topics that are out there floating around, and also something that interests me, and that's what this podcast is all about, is to get my point of view out there, and if anybody's interested, they'll listen. Let's roll right in. Before we get too started, let's talk about one of our sponsors, us-specialties.com. You've probably heard about them on our regular voice podcast, but US Specialties has a lot of ball caps and flags and some other products that they're adding all the time that are good products that you should check out. They're having their President's Day sale coming up here February 15th through the 22nd of 2020. If you happen to be watching this at another time or a later date, they have sales going on for most major holidays, and you should check them out. So let's get going. I'm going to dive into first segment here. And I'd like to talk just a little bit about the coronavirus. This virus is it started out where people were talking about something that was happening over in China, and now people are really starting to take it more serious. And unfortunately, I wish the Chinese took it serious sooner. We might have got a jump on it a little quicker. But from the last things I'm seeing, probably, I think actually this was today, February 14th, around 12 o'clock, it was being reported about almost 1,400 people have been killed officially, what's been reported, in China and throughout other countries. They're confirming a lot of these virus cases all over the place. We just heard about over here in San Antonio, one of the people that was flown out, the State Department flew out several a couple flights of people out of Wuhan, China, and they're taking them to military bases. And that, you know, being past military, that's something that I personally know a little bit about, but it's something that you worry about those people that work there as well, both the doctors and everybody else. But it is a good thing to quarantine them and bring them back and give them a safe place to hang out and not be pinned up somewhere where it could be even worse, in some airplane hangar or something at a major airport. But I think they're doing the right thing with that. And some of the things with this virus, I just, as with any virus, I mean, if you get a cold, you yourself would go, wait a minute, this can be pretty bad. Well, this is really bad. I mean, you can die from this. They originally said it was just old people, young children, but as we saw with that doctor, Lee, that he reported it and got in trouble in China, and then he ended up dying from it not long afterwards. This can really hit just about anybody. So I would say when you're traveling, If I was going to fly right now, I probably would wear a mask just because, just like in the, if you can get a hold of them. Holy smokes, I heard they're pretty hard to get a hold of now too. So masks are something that is a prime subject they're trying to get a hold of. So, well, I don't know how much more to say about that other than that. I feel that it should be taken seriously, and everybody traveling should be really aware of just about catching anything when you're traveling. Taking a hand sanitizer with you and making sure you wash your hands before you eat something. Even if you go grab something from, you know, like the where you're in the airport, any of those food places that are there, and you're picking up stuff, you're touching things all over the place. I used to think people running around with the hand sanitizer was a bit of a overkill, and they were just germaphobes and everything else. But to tell you the truth, they probably are the safest right now, those kind of people. Taking care of not getting those germs spread as best they can. But, well... I think it's time to move off that one, because I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that, and just stay safe out there when you're going to travel. So the next thing here I have on my list that I wanted to talk about was online universities. I know we go from virus to online universities, but as you know, if you've been following my podcast at all, I do jump around a bit on different topics, and this is a topic that's close to home. I mean, I'm trying to take some classes myself, been trying to. I've been going to school on and off since 1983. Got out of high school, went to DeVry. At that time, it was Missouri Institute of Technology. Did a trimester or two, and then went into the military. And during my time in the military, I did all sorts of classes with the University of Maryland, University College, and City College of Chicago, and a bunch of others that I took classes with. And then I got out and took some classes with Dakota State University, and now I'm registered and going to be trying out American Public University. Is actually American Military University. I'm going to try them out and see how well it goes and see if I can even get this degree finished. Online university seems like this might be the way to go for me on my busy schedule. A lot of things going on and different things happening, and that might be the best way to make that happen. But one of my daughters, two of my youngest daughters, one's getting registered and trying to get registered with Western Governors University. That's an online one. That seems to be pretty affordable. That's like $9,115 for a whole year, and they go in 6-month increments where you take as many classes as you can take and finish in those 6 months for that money. I guess that's almost $4,600 for every 6 months. But they do it totally different than some others, and that you have 6 months and you start a class. You can start a class, I think, at the beginning of the month or something, and you can go, and when you finish all the requirements of the class and take the final, you're done with that class. So it's kind of at your own pace. That sounds interesting. She's going to be doing that. And my other daughter, the youngest one, she works for Walmart, and she's doing they're sponsoring, or, you know, have an online tuition for an online university. And this, I'm not even sure of the name of it. I have to check with her on that. But that university, she's got to pay about $60 a month while she's working for Walmart, and they pay whatever the rest of the costs are. But that one, she can only get an associate's with, and it is accredited as well, but it only does associates, and they just get them through basically the core courses and or certificates or things like that. So it's not a true university. It's more of a college, two-year type college, community type college, I guess. But it's also an option. Those are options too. Now that Western Governors University, I'm looking at some ranking, and I think this is more a commercial ranking. I think people probably pay to get ranked higher in this. I don't think this is an independent one. The website is thebestschools.org, so that kind of tells you right there that it's probably a little more commercial than anything, but they rank WGU at number 20, which I guess that's not bad. 20 out of, they rank the top 50, and WGU's 20, and there's some big names in here at the top of the list. Like number one is Indian River State College. I don't think that's a big name, but Texas A&M University, Central Texas, in Killeen, Texas, that's number two. And so, yeah, they have some bigger names in there. But, yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm going to be trying out American Military University and see how well that goes. They are accredited by the same accrediting region that our University of South Dakota and South Dakota State and all these local South Dakota schools have some online portions. And I've done some of those courses here locally. But it just seems like some of these other universities are a little more receptive to credit that I've earned through the military and through some of the other ways of doing things. And they do have some learned experience ways to get credit. You have to do some, I'm not sure all what you have to do. I've got to research that, but it looks like you can do it. You've got to submit like essays of what you did and documentation to show what you had done. And from that, I think they're going to give, or they can give you some credit, but it's not a lot you can earn that way. But it, hey, every credit hour is, you're saving $200 to $500, depending on what the credit hour costs at the university you go to or the college. But I'm thinking that it might be worth it. We'll have to see. So, I've got a short...
Have you ever wanted to express your beliefs by wearing a baseball cap? Many of us wear caps. Many of us fly flags in front of our house. Well, our friends at us-specialties.com have a great selection of what you want to have. Anything from military to first responder to faith or religious or even Second Amendment caps or flags you might want. You need to go out and check out us-specialties.com and put in discount code IAMNILUS for a huge discount of 40% off everything store-wide. That's an amazing discount from an amazing company. Go out there and check them out at us-specialties.com. And don't forget the discount code IAMNILUS for 40% off. You will be helping veterans. They thank you.
Public service announcement, kind of ad for the American Legion. I'd like to mention that the American Legion is a good organization, and it sponsors a lot of things for different children's activities and programs, from oratory contests where the kids can earn $18,000 scholarship if they hit the national and they win national, all the way to like Boys State, Girls State. I'm sure that people have heard of Boys and Girls State. That's something very, very good. And you learn a lot about government and how it all works. You have to participate in it. It's really good. The American Legion also, if you're a veteran out there, I would say you need to get out there and be a member of the American Legion. They are the ones that got us the GI Bill originally. They are the ones, one of the ones, there are many, that fight for our benefits in Congress and try to maintain that we have benefits. And even if you're not a military person, it's something that they might have for just about anything. They have Sons of the American Legion. There's also the auxiliaries, like the ladies have, or the American Legion Auxiliary is something for any girl of any age. And then We also have Sons of the American Legion, which is also something that a boy of any age from birth on, if their father or grandfather, and the same with the girls, if their father, grandfather, a mother, grandmother served, then they have a chance to be a member. Another thing that changed, I mentioned it earlier, was the Legion Act, which now allows anybody after World War I, December 7, 1941, anybody that was in the military can join the American Legion, which is a big difference from like the VFW, where you had to be in theater, be stationed in theater in a war zone to be a member of that. But the American Legion does support all veterans, anybody that has been in, and it's a good thing. And I'd check it out at legion.org/memberships for the national site. And there's always your local or South Dakota or sdlegion.org for the South Dakota Legion. And you happen to be in around the Brandon Valley area of South Dakota, Eastern Sioux Falls, you can check out bvlegion.org. So that's enough for our PSA. Let's move on to next segment. And now we're jumping around to podcasting. I wanted to talk about podcasting because setting up, trying to get ready to do interviews and go out and do interviews on site and do them also local in my office here, I had to run around and find equipment, and it was just it's been a trying task trying to figure out what I needed and how to make it work. Right now I'm being pretty basic and pretty simple. I'm just using an iPhone to record for the moment until I have a nice camera, but it turns out it's not quite high, nice enough to do the audio and other things separate and be able to have a separate input for mics and stuff like that to go into the audio. So that's going to cause me a little bit of delay to have even higher quality. But it's working for this one. It'll work, and we'll do a couple more this way until we get a little more equipment and get going. But one of the things I wanted to mention is there's one podcast that I follow a bit and to see how it's going. And Matt Breckwald, I'll give him a shout out for his Microphone Money podcast. That's all about trying to show you how to be independent with your podcast and earn money and take that giant leap and just go forward and do podcasting for your living. I am not ready for that. I am a government employee. I'm going to retire. And when I reach that retirement, I might consider doing something like this for full-time to supplement my income. But we would have to see, because it would be fun. And if I earn money, great. If I didn't, it's not so important, I guess. But he does have another podcast that's pretty big, and that's Off Farm Income. That was his big break. He got that going, and he does a lot of different things. You should check out Microphone Money or even his regular podcast, Off Farm Income. He's got a lot of good things to say, and I'd recommend it. And if you listen to this, Matt, then. But another thing I got going, we got another project going. I talked to you in our last podcast, or I don't know if I talked about the last podcast, but I definitely had posted some stuff in our Facebook and our Twitter about us doing a series on STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Well, after some research, heavy research into it, because I am in computers and technology, I thought that would be a good idea, but I decided not to go full on in I Am Nihilus and not to do it in I Am Nihilus. So I created STEAM in South Dakota, or STEAM in SD, if you look up the Twitter handle. STEAM meaning STEM plus the arts. And that is kind of controversial in some areas. Some people have a problem with adding the arts into STEM. But I'll be investigating that in the STEAM podcast. We'll be interviewing most every podcast will be an interview with someone in the STEAM area, one area or another, and we'll investigate different things. Our first episode is going to be about robotics and like Lego robotics and some of those challenges there. That's going to be a very interesting podcast. I'm going to have a guest on there that I've known for many years, and he's very involved in it, and it's going to be good. So we'll be doing those podcasts starting here middle to end of February. I'm trying to hit next week, trying to release, and we'll have a regular release dates on those. I know I Am Nihilist has not had a lot of regular release dates, and we're going to try to get more regular on this one. I'll have a schedule of when, pretty much when I'm going to try to release I Am Nihilist, and the same thing with STEAM. They'll be alternating and probably every 2 weeks. With like I Am Nihilist would be about every 2 weeks, and STEAM will be the same, but they'll be opposite weeks. So each week I'll be releasing a new one, but it'll be STEAM and then it'll be I Am Nihilist and such. And hopefully I won't run out of topics to talk about, but it should be a good podcast. We got the potential for a lot of good guests coming on. So this is something that I'm excited about. It's going to be interesting doing this, and we'll have to see how that all goes. So again, STEAM in South Dakota, or STEAM in SD, at STEAM SD in SD for the Twitter handle, and we also have a Facebook page. I go whole hog. I have actually a website for STEAM. That is by itself. I'll be putting STEAM on Libsyn. We'll be going on there to release our podcast, using that as our base instead of Anchor. I probably will be releasing on Anchor and all the other popular areas, but STEAM is also going to be primarily released on YouTube as well. We're going to experiment with YouTube and releasing these video podcasts, as well as that's why I also released the old podcast under here. So let's move on. I have one more segment that I really want to talk about, and it's a very good topic because of the situation we at right now. And I know this is probably not proper etiquette, but I'm feeling a scratchy throat, like I'm ready to cough. So I want to talk about living in South Dakota in the winter. I've been talking about the wife. We're getting 10 years or so out from major retirement, from our main careers, and we really are talking about different things, where we could go, what we could do, are we going to stay here in South Dakota. And yesterday was probably the coldest we've had it in a very long time. I think we were hitting in the minus, probably close to minus 20 in the weather, and then that's not wind chill, that's just actual temperature, ambient temperature. So these below zero temperatures while you're living in South Dakota, you have to get used to. Very dry, cold, which is interesting because in the summer we get a lot of humidity, a lot more than I'd expect in a mid-continent. But we do have some big rivers, medium-sized rivers running around here. So, but anyway, so these low temperatures, you got to get used to this. You got to get used to another big thing is the icy roads or the snowy or the blizzard, trying to drive and this kind of stuff. That in itself could be a major challenge. I've noticed since I've been back, I grew up in South Dakota for a bit of my childhood, especially towards the end. I came back to Vermilion like three times in my childhood, and I ended up graduating high school there. So So I've lived here quite a bit, and then I left, and then I came back again and got a job here in Sioux Falls, north of Sioux Falls. And so I'm working up there, and so this is like my fourth time or something coming back to South Dakota. So I know what to expect, and when it comes to icy roads and the bad roads and stuff like that, as we get bad roads, I'm always surprised. Every single year, I'm surprised at the fact that people, a majority of the people here, seem to forget how to drive in the snow. They just forget. I've never seen such a lack of remembering how to drive in the different places that I've lived. I mean, it just seems like the first snow comes, the first ice storm or whatever, and people are all over the place. Now, that could be people that are new to the area or new to this area that haven't driven before. The young people haven't really got their legs under them, their snow legs yet. They haven't gotten out and got a chance to drive in that stuff yet. But it just seems like there's so many people that just don't remember how to drive. And then it takes them a snowstorm or two and some bad weather a few times, and then people start getting better. But then we get an influx of, I don't know if people are visiting or what it is, and then this cycle starts all over again. But lately, this last cold snap, and outside there's lots of ice still there, and we're going to be heating up here over the next whole week or so, maybe even getting up to 40s, which getting up to 40, melting during the day, and then dropping below zero at night, I don't think it's going to be doing too much of that, but it's definitely going to be below freezing at night. So the sun's going to melt, and then it's going to make it icy. And then in the morning, people are going to work and slip sliding away. But the people driving here in South Dakota, just sometimes it just makes my head shake. But you do one thing that you do here living in South Dakota in the winter is really, really learn to appreciate warmth. And what do I mean by that? Well, some people look at us kind of crazy. You'll see people run around in shorts in the winter here. But I'm not talking about that kind of crazy. I'm talking about it warms up this week, coming up week, to 40s. We really appreciate that. We really love that. In the middle of winter, in the middle of the snow, you have the snow everywhere, and you look around, and you're like, oh, there's snow everywhere, but you got that warmth. It reminds me, I've been skiing several times, and even in the Italian Alps and some of those places, mostly where I learned to ski. I don't think I've ever skied in America. I've actually only skied in Europe when I spent 25 years over there, so that's why I skied over there. And you'd be up on top of that mountain, that sun be coming down, you'd be getting sunburn and that warmth of the sun, but the snow and ice, and you'd be going down and you'd be getting real cold with the wind and other stuff. But it's like that. You feel like, oh, there's some warmth out there, and I'm it just feels so good. It makes you feel better, and then it hits you in the face again. And then it slaps you upside the face and says, oh, by the way, here's what minus 10 feels like again. And then you get that crisp, razor cold and everything happening. So anyway, that's just my take on a few things. We talked about the coronavirus a little bit. We talked about online universities. We talked about podcasting, like what we're doing here. And also about living in South Dakota in the winter, and I've just some topics that I felt needed to be talked about a little bit, and I'm going to have some more topics next time, and I really would appreciate if you'd check out when we publish our first episode of Steam in South Dakota, that you check our podcast out there. That's going to be a good one. Not to say this isn't really good. Toot, toot. I can toot my own horn with the best of them. So this is pretty wild. I'm usually a person that wears a baseball cap a lot. And as you can see, I have quite a short hair. So if you've never got a visual or don't know me and you listen to I Am Nihilist, then you can see just how nice a beard I have. All right, so this has been I Am Nihilist, and we're on now YouTube, as well as all the major podcasting. I think we're on 8 or 9 of them. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, different ones. And we're happy to be here, and I'm really hope that you have a chance to listen to some of the back episodes and stick around and enjoy our podcasts.
This has been I Am Nihilist, and I am your host, Nihilist. I'm glad you were here to listen to our podcast, and I hope you'll return to listen to more.